Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate, Church Christ Life's message, from the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we do our best, and the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. But for those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, we thank God for you that is listening to us here in the United States and South Korea and Japan and Canada and Uganda. We welcome all of you, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, Norway, Sweden, France, and every country I have not named. We want to welcome you to Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. And it's definitely indeed a blessing. For those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, hey, it is 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the United States. And you know what that means. For those of you who have been following us, this means the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. So as we await for our brother to come on to hit this message and this broadcast off, once again, we take this opportunity to thank God for all of you that have been listening. May the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. And it's truly indeed a blessing to be able to come before you guys once again on this blessed day. It's truly indeed a blessed day in Christ Jesus, and I thank God for what he's doing. I thank the Lord for his warnings that he's given us, but I also thank God for his blessings. And you can look at the warnings as a blessing as well. But I thank God for what he's doing in the midst of our trials. You know, did you know you can be going through and at the same time, God still can bless you? Did you know that? I mean, we've been giving you guys warnings that the Lord has given for what's going to come, and that's true. But in the midst of it, all ain't going to be, quote, doom and gloom. God is going to be, at the same time, doing a work. See, there's things he's going to allow even Satan to do, but there's things he's going to straightway do. Amen. And he's going to bless his people, and he is going to provide some great blessings and miracles in these last days. Amen. Now I want to pass my sister on. God bless you, sister. How you doing?
I'm blessed, brother. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for you.
Amen, sister. Good to hear from you today. We thank God for you, and we thank God for, once again, everyone that is listening to the broadcast far and near. And no matter what country you're in, we thank God for you. And we just say, may the Lord continue to bless you and your family, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, brother.
Yes. Continue.
Amen. We just speaking the blessings to all that are listening today, brother, and we thank God for them. I was looking once again on the dashboard, Blog Talk Radio, and they list what appears to be the 5 top countries that's listening in. They are the same 5, but the order has changed a little bit, and notice that more people in South Korea is starting to listen in. So, once again, we thank God, and that's not to say, people, that we don't thank God for any of you. We thank God for all of you. Amen. And we thank God for the people, especially, too, in South Korea that's listening. We thank God for you all.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. We are fortunate and blessed to share with the people, those that are listening in South Korea, and we hopefully in the days to come that there will be others that will tune in, and that there may be answers and blessings and direction and help for their lives and for their nation. This message of the gospel restored is for all nations and all people. It's not a collective thing for a Jew or Gentile, but for all humanity and all people in every group. Jesus the Christ, the one we call Jesus in our language. The Hebrew refer to him as Yeshua Mashiach. And I think the Spanish call him Jesus. But whatever language he's understood in, the Bible declares him to be the very Son of God, the Redeemer for all mankind. So we are grateful for that. I'm Chicago resident, Windy City of Chicago, USA. And we greet you and salute all the believers, especially around the world in every nation.
Amen.
And we invite you, without money, without price, or any scam or any scheme, just the love of Christ and the love of God. All right, we're on tonight as considered to be with Fertilis as Handmaiden Night, a time, and so that the women also may play a role in speaking to other women and other people in other nations, because the cry and the sorrow and the terrific agony of war and famine and tyranny and oppression and fear and blight is upon all nations because of the judgment of the living God. So we know that women make a great number of the population of the world, and that women are involved in just about every avenue of life, and being a mothers and wives and ambassadors, bringing up our children and bearing our children. But in some nations, they carry the bulk of the load.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are at the great works and the great contribution that women make around the world, and being the bearer of the seed of life or the children, the first one, the mother, bears the child and carries the child for inside for 9 months mostly. Then on the outside, when they get here, the mother, the early stage of the child, the father then plays a sequential role in that child's life and rearing. It makes up the family that God originally created, the man and woman. So, whoever is in love with Jesus and with life is in love with the Christ, is in love with life.
Yeah.
I thank God for Yocho, young, I think his name, Yocho, who had the largest Korean church in the world in South Korea, and the great work that he did in establishing a work for Jesus Christ in South Korea, the largest church in the world by number and sale. And he's gone on to be with the Lord, but the prayer mountain and the prayer power that's been going for 24 hours for many years, we are so thankful for his, what we call
Amen.
Prayer mountain in South Korea. We pray that North Korea, who's under control of basically communism and socialism, where the Lord would invade that nation through the gospel. And many other nations, whether it's Russia, Romania, Saudi Arabia, Afghan, Iraq, Iran, parts of Africa under the control of Islam and other nations, that the Lord Jesus would invade those nations through the preaching, the teaching, the intercession, and mighty works of God to be revealed to that people who have a desperate need. So we're glad to introduce our dear beloved sisters and missionaries in the army of the Lord. Who knows that song? Who knows that song? What's that little song? What do you call it? The army of the Lord. Anyone knows that little song? Nobody remembers that little melody called?
Some of the words.
I know my brothers and sisters in the Church of God in Christ, I had a lot of friends, I was visiting him, and one of the songs that they would sing a lot of the Army of the Lord, right? And then the other one, the Blood, the Blood. So I loved when I used to visit some of my friends in other parts of Christianity. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood.
On the battlefield.
Oh, yeah. That's, and the battlefield is mostly the Baptist church mostly sing that, those songs. Different levels of group would be known for certain types of song. And the Holiness and Pentecostal group, they mostly was sing a lot of the different types of songs, I'll put it that way. The Methodist, the Baptist. I visit most of the churches, a lot of them in Christianity, so I'm familiar a lot with them. And so I'm familiar with their culture and their teaching. And at a very young age, I was my uncle's wife went to the Catholic Church because she had to take instructions before she could get her daughter enrolled in the Catholic school. So I would go with her. She had to take so many weeks of instruction and had to come to the Catholic Church, I think, once a month in order for her daughter to stay in that Catholic school. So I went along with her to see what the instructions of the Catholic was all about. At a very young, I was still an adult, almost, a little over adult, what you call adult, 19 or 20, whatever. And so I got an introduction about the Roman Catholic and what their instructions and their belief were. And after, I don't know, was it 6 or 8 weeks or whatever, they called everyone who were in that class to meet the father, as they are called priests and fathers, father of their particular faith. So when I went in to have my interview, and we had a very interesting conversation because I had started reading the Bible and the history of Christianity. And so the father, we had a nice conversation until I asked him about a couple of questions. Then the conversation interview was over pretty quick. So, and I'm always inquisitive, and I always ask questions. I don't care wherever I go, I got an intelligent question, not a crazy question, but an intelligent question. If I was in the White House right now, I would, what I would call, ask a very, hopefully, an intelligent question. But it was a funny thing. When I asked him about these three couple of things, this father, he says, well, I see you don't want to be a Catholic. I said, no, I'm not interested in being a Catholic. I just want to find the truth. I'm not interested in religion. I just want to find. At that time, I was searching and seeking. And I did a research on the Roman Catholic, Greek Catholic, and Orthodox, and all along the line, where they come from, where did they start it, where did they arise at, what was they founded on. So it was very, very interesting research. So, beloved, today, this is Handmaiden Night, so I'm stepping back tonight, and hopefully that the women of the world, the mothers, the ambassadors, or the, whatever they may be, the wives, wherever they may be, might hear from face-to-face other women in America, American Christians. So, hello, everybody, Sister Anderson, and I know you will be the first one, and thank God for your husband. Thank God for your husband permitted you to come on.
Amen.
I don't get no clap, Brother Nate, from that. When I come on, I should get a hand clap or something. Then I go to Sister Helen Tita. Her husband is a very suitable man. He permit her to come and have a wide range of duties to perform, and he is Jeb's good man, good husband.
Amen.
Well. Amen. Say amen,
amen.
Everybody.
Amen.
Do you know, I want to say this about Western culture, that you are, most of you are grateful, but in many cultures, especially the Asian, Mediterranean, or is the Islamic culture, women do not have so much freedom and liberty that we have in the Western world. So,
amen.
And many, because we have so much liberty and freedom, women and other people overstep their bounds. And overstep their bounds.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just the human nature to overstep.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that is. It just overstep.
Mm-hmm.
By raised in a culture where we have so much liberty and freedom, was bought with blood, and all of our freedom, our social, our government freedom, was bought with a price of blood. So
mm-hmm.
our spiritual freedom and redemption was bought by the life and the blood of Jesus. So
yeah.
freedom and liberty costs something. That's a price.
Amen.
And if the price is keep it too.
Amen.
All right, beloved, who's the first on elder sister, Sister Helen or Stella? Sister, it's your night to say. By the way, how are y'all grandchildren coming along? Y'all know your great-grandchildren. Who got the great-grandchildren now? Nobody got
I don't have any.
What about the great-children? Grandchildren. You have grandchildren. Most everyone got
grandchildren.
Yes,
sir.
Grandchildren.
Sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
they're
no
blessed.
One has any, huh?
Yes, sir. Well, our grandchildren, they are blessed. They need Jesus in their lives. But
yeah, I know.
For them that, and the Lord's hand on them. But other than having
okay,
Jesus.
But how's the rest of their lives coming? You know, the Lord put us in this world. And sometimes our children achieve, and they're going on with the other part of life and doing certain things which are good. And
mm-hmm.
we congratulate them, and we're glad for them.
Because
in our society today, many of the kids are just wondering, in our urban society, just dropping out, you know, and I don't know, just hanging out in these cities and getting into all kind of traps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I live in Chicago, and I'm firsthand notice. I don't know, you small town people may not get as much clamor as we get. But I'm grateful for the young people that are pushing forward to achieve good things.
Mm-hmm.
And pushing no matter how many odds against them. We got some young people. When you hear about the great thing that some young people come out of orphans and don't have a father and don't have a mother, they just something in them motivate them to want to achieve, want to go ahead and be something wonderful. So I trap for the young people that breaks the barrier, the walls, the difficult, the handicaps, and just say, I want to be something. I want to be achieved. I want to be be successful. I want to accomplish something. I want to do good.
Amen.
I want to be an educator. I commend these young people. So always encourage the young people.
Amen.
You know, they want to be a doctor, engineer. They want to be a nurse, want to be a helper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are still missionaries. I know
you're
not the only missionary. People think a missionary that the only missionary is from a spiritual point, a preacher or a teacher. Those are not the only missionaries.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
The social worker is a missionary of a sort. The social worker.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
The medical doctor is a missionary.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I know we don't see it like that. The counselor.
Mm-hmm.
The helper, the aid to the hospital.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes they go to the missionary field and leave at home. So I just commend those people who sacrifice for the good of others and the help of others.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm so glad.
Yes,
they have a
zeal,
a desire to do good and benefit mankind. That desire comes from the living God. That desire and the idea come from the living God. Okay.
Amen.
So now, thank you, handmaiden to the Lord. So y'all can do what the Lord have you to do.
Okay.
Okay. Introduce who is this talking? Are you from Bolivia?
Stella.
Are you from Ecuador? Where are you from, South Africa or where?
Big old Mississippi.
Where is that? Where is that place called Mississippi? What is that? Okay.
Okay, I was going to read. I'm going to share with y'all 2 Kings, the 3rd chapter, the 16th. It's through the 18th verse. I'm going to read this.
I want to stop you here. Could I stop you? I'm sorry to interfere you.
Okay.
Don't get in your mind your thoughts, unless it's been given to you or impressed upon you, that you have to just share with one side of life, one thing. Our mission is to benefit mankind. Our primary focus is to give people the gospel, of course. And everything we do is a broad stroke from where our stand is in Christ. But let's not think that the only thing we can share with the world, with people who are desperate in need, is just one part of life. Every facet of life where people have need direction and knowledge is a benefit to them. So I just want to mention that. Okay. All right, Sister Beth, sorry.
Okay, that's okay. I want to share with y'all the 2 Kings, the 3rd chapter, and in the 16th through the 18th verse, I'm going to read to say, "Ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver thee, the Moabs, unto your hand." And so there's a story behind this. It was 3 kings, and that was the king of Judah, and the king of Israel, and the king of the Moab, and they was coming together against this king Judah and the king of Edom. They was coming together against the king of the Moab. And so when Rahab, he had a son. His name was Jeshuroma, and he was the king of Israel. The Israel was divided into 2 kingdoms. There was the northern kingdom, and there was the southern kingdom. In the northern kingdom, there was more disobedient and not, serving the Lord as they ought to. And then there was the southern kingdom, which was under Jehoshaphat. He was the king of Judah, and he was a righteous king. And so I was saying that this king of Edom, he was just like an ally to them. When things happened, that they would come together and they would bind together, to fight the same enemy. But long as when Ahab was living, the king of Moab, he was kind of at friendly terms with Israel. And but when he died and his son took over, then he became an enemy to Ahab's son. And so they were going to come against Israel. And so the king of Israel sent a message to Jehoshaphat, asking him to join him in battle, and also the king of Moab. So they agreed, you know, to come together and to fight with him, you know, against this other king. And this king, Jehoram, which was Ahab's son, he asked Jehoshaphat, which way should they go, you know, to get to the enemy, you know, camp. And so he told them, we're going to go the way through the wilderness. And so they set out, these three kings set out together into the wilderness. But when they got into the wilderness, they didn't even have water to drink for themselves and for their animals. And so what they did, they got very troubled about this. And so King Jehoshaphat asked, you know, amongst all the multitude of people, was there been a prophet among, you know, in that era? And they said, yeah. Yes, there's a prophet there, but his name is Elisha. And so they went to Elisha could seek counsel from him to see that God lead them, those three kings, into the wilderness that they could be destroyed by the king of the Moab. So Elisha told them, you know, that Jehoram why'd you come to see me? You know, he said, knowing that he was serving other gods and everything. He was saying that go to your mother and your father gods, you know, for help. And he told him that if it wasn't for Jehoshaphat with you, he said, I would not even look at you at all, even talk to you at all. And he said, he was telling them because Jehoshaphat served God, the only living God, then I will help you all. And so what he did, Elisha sent for a ministry of music, and he told him to play this music for him. And when he prayed that music, then the Spirit of God came upon him, and then he started prophesizing. And that's when he told them, God told them to dig trenches, and told them that he was going to fill those trenches with water, that they could be able to drink, and their beasts would be able to drink water. And so he told them, because they was in a valley, and he told them to just fill that valley up with nothing but trenches. And so what they had to do, it was like an act of faith. And so they had to step out in faith on the word that God had given them. And so what they did, they were probably questioning everything. But what they did, they went on and they did according to what the prophet told them. And the Lord was telling them that you're not going to even receive any kind of sign whatsoever that it's going to rain, that it's not going to be any wind, it's not going to be in the rain. But he said, but this valley is going to be filled with water. And he said, your cattle is going to be able to drink, and your beast is going to be able to drink, and you also going to be able to drink. And he said, I'm going to do more than that for you. He said, this is a light thing that I'm going to do, but I'm going to do more than this for you. He said, I'm going to deliver the Moabs into your hands. And so what they did, they dig the ditches and everything. And so that night, the Lord caused the water to flow supernaturally from the hills of Edom. And that morning, the king of Moab got up that morning. They didn't hear anything, and they went slowly towards the Israelite camp. And when they came towards the Israelite camp, They saw all of that, the water, and because of the hills of the Moab was red. And they and the sun arose early that morning, and what it did, it reflected that redness. And first thing they thought that these three kings got to know fighting, and they had killed each other, and the valley was just flowing with blood. And so what they did, they took and they got close and close until they got up into the Israelite camp. And when they came into the Israelite camp, then the Israelites, they rose up against them, and they ran them into their own country. And see that, and the Lord had already prophesied to Elijah that He was going to give them into their hands. And so what I want to share with you all is that whenever the Lord tells us to do something, that we have to do it, because if it don't even seem like it's right or anything, we got to do that. And by faith, you know, faith not being able to see anything, then we step out on that faith, and then we will see the results of us being, you know, being obedient to the Lord. Because if they hadn't dug those trenches and like God told them to do, they probably would have got defeated, you know, by the Moab. And see, that's the way the Lord wants us to do in our life. You know, He tells us to do something. Sometimes He says, stand still and know that I'm God. And you'll be in a situation that you don't know where the next meal coming from, how the next bill gonna get paid, because everything has been cut off from you, and you don't have no supply, and then you have to stand there, you know, just like even He said, you might not even see no wind, you might not see no rain, but God said, stand still and know that I'm God, and see that's when we got to stand still and know that He is God, you know, no matter what. You can't see nothing. Your way gonna be closed up. I'm telling you, you won't be able to know what nothing coming from. And then after a while, you'll see a flick of light. God will send some this way. He'll send some that way. And then as you praise and worship Him, then things will just open up for you. And then you'll be able to defeat that unbelief. That holding us back. And then He will open up and bring in the blessings. Okay, that's all I had to say.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, sister, for sharing that. Appreciate that.
Amen.
Thank you for that word. Amen.
Amen.
All right. A good word from the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. Amen.
Amen. You know, I just thank and I praise the Lord. I was thinking today, you know, what could I say?
Yeah.
I'm just talking to the Lord, and Reuben said, who are you talking to? You know, and I'm just trying to, the Lord just give me something. And so it's like no one thing just to me, you know, and I was cleaning up the kitchen after dinner. I was just talking about, you know, things that was coming to my mind was just all over the place, you know. And I was just thinking, Lord, you know, I want to give Him the glory, to give Him the honor.
Amen.
Thank you, precious Lord, that you said, Lord Jesus, that just bring our requests unto Him. You know, just bring it to Him. And I thank Him, I praise Him, and make it known unto Him, and that He said, you know, that if we did that, then He would keep our minds. You know, He would keep our mind. I'm all over the place, but everything was, you know, the word tells us that every good thing comes from God. And even though my mind was all over the place, every time something came to my mind, it was something that, you know, I hope and I pray that it'll be a use for people, because I'm telling you, I've been mightily, you know, for the children. that, like, I'm sure everybody heard about a six-year-old carried a gun. A six-year-old, okay. In that regard now, you know, they're saying who should be held responsible for that. Okay, my question is, where were the parents? Where are the parents of six-year-old to have a gun? You know, and I think before, because we need to honestly believe that, you know, that we will be, I'm going to say that we will be awake. And, you know, in this day and time, I think and I praise the Lord that I don't have any little children. I thank the Lord I don't have any little children. You know, because the parents, we need to be awakened to the great responsibility of our children. It's so precious. Children, they are precious that God has given us. And just letting them run rampant, using the TV as a babysitter, we are not being parents. We are not being parents. The Lord has blessed, you know, I'm going to say, these children, they didn't ask to come here. They didn't ask to come here. And I thank the Lord because the children now, you know, much prayer is needed for them and power to, you know, to be, this is great problem. Because that's what it is. You feel like these children out there starting early, like 6 years old with a gun, into drugs. They are drinking and smoking. You go up to the school now, and the only thing is because most of the school campuses are no smoking policy now, but they still keep doing it. But I think and I praise the Lord, and it came to my mother, you know, I think and I praise the Lord for my mother. She was there for us. She was a guide for us. Just thinking that, you know, my mother, me, you know, I think and I praise her and some things that I know and stuff that my mother do. I was, you know, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. But you know what? Now, if my mother was alive now, I'm sure she could teach how, you know, the things that are coming up on this earth. You know, my mother was a guardian. My mother, she, I was talking and I was telling somebody that I remember growing up, my parents going to the store to buy flour and sugar. I did not remember them purchasing anything else at a store for his food-wise. Because my parents grew every single thing that we ate, and we didn't. We never had a day when we went. We never had a day when we went hungry. You know, of the year, November was the time of the year where my parents they prepared for the winter months that came. They got the neighbors down the street. They would help each other. You know, it used to be where it took the neighbor to raise a child. Now you don't know your neighbor. You don't even know your neighbor. You know?
That's right.
The neighbors would come over and help. My mother and my father, they would kill a cow. They would kill a hog. My mother raised chickens. She raised turkeys. And all of that stuff. My mother grew everything, the vegetables and things. They grew everything. Everything. I mean, we were not in for anything, not even a nut. They had pecan trees. We went out in the woods and picked up walnuts. Today, these kids don't know anything about a walnut.
Amen.
Went out in the woods and picked up walnuts. They grew walnuts and popcorn. They never bought that. They knew how to survive. And we, you know what? I tell people, I've been working since I was 6 years old. Because I work on a farm. People don't know anything these days about picking okra. You never pick okra. I pick okra. I pick potatoes. I pick corn. Corn. We made syrup. And, you know, I thank and I praise the Lord because now when I think about it, I was thinking about her today and how my mother was always there. She was always around. My dad, he worked on the job, but he was also a farmer. But my mother, he was always around, but my mother was always there. And it's the difference in that, you know. And I think, and I pray for the Lord. And when you think about it, I heard the brother say on the broadcast last week, and in the midst of prayer, when he was praying, don't fear man. You know, it's like, why should we fear man? Why should we fear man? And I think, and I praise the Lord, because why did the blood of Jesus, why was it shed for us? Why should we fear man? Because the blood of Jesus paid the debt for our sin already. Because the blood washed. You know, if we wanted to, it washed our sin. But something that we have to want. And I think and I praise the Lord, brother, on the podcast, Brother Nathaniel, he was talking about martial arts and how they were going and they were giving them and telling them to break these stones with their hands and the words that they used. You know, that never got and I was thinking that even went across my mind. And I was thinking about, you know, a couple of weeks ago during the live, you know, the brother said, oh, Lord, how excellent is thy name in the earth. Oh, Lord, how excellent is thy name in the earth. And I was thinking about that. You know, if you just call upon Jesus.
Amen.
Call upon that name. It's just like that devil giving them people power to break those stones with their hand. You know, they calling upon the devil, and that's who was giving them the power to break that stone. But I'm telling you, calling upon the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, how excellent is thy name in the earth. You just keep saying it, and I'm telling you, if you are honest and sincere when you're doing it, you're going to feel something. You're going to feel something. Call upon Jesus and call upon Jesus. And, you know, I do not want the blood of Jesus to be in vain for me because of the blood, you know, that he taught us and the word that's coming forth for us through the brothers, that's how we should be able to stand because of the blood and the word. You know, the Bible tells us they overcame. They overcame. By the word of that testimony and the blood of Jesus, you know, and we can declare that long-awaited promise, you know, that angel, you know, a lot of us don't know that, you know, John came, and he was here for a short time, and he went away and didn't come back for 100 years. And when he came back to stay, and he came back to sit as a refiner. And a purified ship. And that is a continuous work. And what is he doing? He's doing a continuous work. And he's coming now to restore. To restore. And the word says all things. All things. Mm-hmm. And that is continuous work. Because the Old Testament and some of the things that the prophets spoke of, the dealings that the prophets had with God, that's coming to pass now in the New Testament is teaching us now how we could stand, And also, if we get the word and if we consult the Lord Jesus, you know, he also tells us how we can determine that determine whether things be of God, of they of the devil, or even if they are of man. But in that place. And I tell people, you know, there are things that they're promises. You know, I hear the brother talks about the Bible and that, you know, that the word of God and how, you know, it's a bridge version. And when you think about that, a bridge version, it takes you over. It takes you from here. It takes you to there. Like the word says, you know, you find it's a little here. And it's you know, it's a little there. And the word talks about tells us word upon word. Here a little and there a little. You know, and we cannot put aside, you know, people wanna put aside this word of the Lord says not a problem. But why trust him? Why do we trust him? We declare today to the people that the long awaited promise is coming. coming. That's one promise.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. That long-awaited promise that the angel message, the Elijah, that prophet that was likened unto Moses, he's coming.
Amen.
So
yeah.
And he will get us through. And I thank and I praise the Lord. And I thank and I praise the Lord how when the Lord revealed to the sister to be praying for these children, to look out for these children, to lift these children up and put them in the hands of the Lord, because I'm telling you, Jesus Christ can put them in the palm of his hand. He can cradle them in his arm, and he can keep them. But it's a job as mothers, as bringing these children into the world, it's a job that a responsibility that we have. That we have. We cannot. You know, you hear about people leaving their baby at the fire department, the police house. You casting these children that you brought into the world, you cast them aside. And I thank God, just a few minutes ago, the brother was talking about how these children that come out of these orphan homes and come from, you know, a discernment. Somebody has taught those kids and encouraged those kids. And I thank God for them that they turned out to be something of somebody. I thank God for them. And that's what we need to realize, the power that is in the blood of Jesus. And Jesus did not shed his precious blood just for one individual. He didn't do it for one individual. And all we have to give up and let God. I thank and I praise the Lord. And I praise the Lord. The brother is saying, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, because all we have to do is act. And I thank and I praise him. Oh, Lord, how excellent is the name in all the earth, in all the earth. And I thank and I praise the Lord. You know, another thing that went to my mind today. You know, I was thinking on, you know, the word of the Lord. It tells us in the word of the Lord, it tells us to lift up, call upon the name of Jesus until we hear from heaven. It tells, you know, brother talks about the Uzu Street revival and those revivals that happened. And, you know, that revival that went on in Acts. And I thank and I praise the Lord for the brother, because he's such an encouragement to us women. Because even in Acts, where it says, you know, Acts tell us when they was in that upper room, it says men and women, and it equaled up to about 120 of them. Men and women, you know, so nobody is left out. And I thank and I praise the Lord. And I just ask the Lord, that's one thing I pray too. I tell the devil, you are a lie about fearing man. Devil, you are a lie. And I thank and I praise God, because even in as they was in the upper room, and it says that it came in, the power of Jesus Christ, the power of God came in like a rushing mighty wind, and it said set up on each of them. But you know it set up on each of them? They went there looking for, and they waited. And they waited. Because it set up on each of them. And it didn't say that they was Chinese, Mexicans, or they spoke, you know, all these different languages, but the word said they all heard in their own language. No respect of person. And I thank you, I pray for Jesus, and all of this is because of the blood. Because even the word said that, you know, they were standing and they were gazing up. And the question was asked, why are you standing here, you know, gazing? The same Jesus, which you saw him go away, he's coming back. And I thank and I praise the Lord. I praise him that I would be ready, because there is life in the blood. The blood empowers us. The, you know, through that blood, we as women, we have the authority, because Jesus Christ is no respecter person. And I thank and praise for the women all over this world. For those women now that are putting their lives on the line for the gospel's sake, I know they have to believe in the new birth. You know, at Pentecost, it was the church of the living Christ with a new birth. And those women that are doing that, you know, they got to have that belief down in their heart in order for them to do it. And I want the Lord to plant me like that tree that standeth by the rivers of water. Because you know those trees that stand by the, their roots run deep. Their roots run deep. I think I want to be. And I know right now all I have to do is give up. Here I am, God. Work on me. Work on me. And I thank and I praise the Lord for it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey. Let us rejoice together at that.
Brother, we do have one more. Sister Helen, God bless you.
Amen. Yep. Wait just a minute.
Okay.
Look like you're not going to have enough time, Sister Helen.
I can do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, I want to give you sufficient time.
Okay.
And so that gives you time to contemplate or study or think on what you want to. And tomorrow, the Lord permitted.
Amen.
You start your sharing. And from now on, I want to give everyone ample time. And so we're going to give you a leeway to exercise the gift of God in your life towards other people. So we're looking forward to continue tomorrow. The Lord give us grace and permission to continue to share of the wonderful work of the Lord through our lives. By the way, I've always had several interests in life. So I would like to say, children today, especially in every place and every part of the world, but being born in the Western Hemisphere and raising up as an American, we have a different view than other peoples and other cultures. And I kind of would hope that we as Western Christians and Western America would learn about the culture of other people so we can somewhat share and communicate with them better. Because when you're from a different culture, different race, ethnic groups, and language, and I would even share with, for many years, I was impressed to learn another language. And I kept putting off, I had been always impressed when I was in the military. And when I was in the hospital, I had time to kind of learn a few words of being around another culture, French and Spanish and different languages. And I would kind of hope that that some of you that have, if you have children that's interested, you know, a lot of time we don't pay attention to our children. I want to encourage everyone to listen to their children, their grandchildren, and pay attention to what children say.
Amen.
We kind of, I know we want them all to be saved, as quote, but they have other interests in life. God has created human beings with other interests. And as human beings, we are given this creative ability to achieve certain things in this life. So encourage your children with their bad, good interests, beneficial interests. You know, don't think that your child is made for just one area of life. The spiritual part of his life is very important, of course. But God gave your child and yourself interests, different interests in this life. And so let your child be a well-rounded child. Be interested in something, art, football, soccer. Don't downplay it because he wants to go and learn how to play baseball, or he wants to learn how to swim, or he wants to learn how to do other things in life. Take time.
That's true.
Amen.
Take time for your children to have a complete life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, don't push Jesus on them every time you see them.
Amen.
All you do is be the light.
Amen.
Be the example. It'll speak.
Amen.
So don't just everything that you see them. I want to go here. Well, you need to get saved. I know. We knew this. But the way to get them is let them have an interest that God has given them to fulfill in life.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let them enjoy life. It ain't no harm when they go on a picnic. It ain't no, you know, people just, they so thinking that God made us just only. He made us to be like him, but Jesus had another interest. He went to weddings. You know, Jesus went to weddings. He went to, had dinner with people.
That's right.
These days, and he went to burials. He went to everything in life.
Amen.
And he even went to places that people don't go, but he went with one purpose. But your children are given gifts and interests.
Uh-huh.
And every person, listen to the interests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they want to play piano. Let them know that other music in the world, what the music is about.
Amen.
Some of the music may not be healthy or beneficial, but let them know what the music is about.
Mm-hmm.
And what it calls an influence on their life.
Amen.
If they want to play an organ, a guitar, something, let their life be full and complete.
Amen.
Take them on tours and let them see the cities and what's going on. Let them learn about the government, museums, and zoos. Let them have a complete life.
Amen.
Learn about life and know how to divide life and separate life.
Right.
And let them have fun.
Amen.
You don't know how to be wicked fun. It can have fun. God made you to have fun and joy.
Mm-hmm.
He made you to have fun and merry and joy. Not wickedness, but fun and joy and pleasure of life. Not pleasure in sin, but the pleasure of life. So let's keep remembering that about people. There's never joy. Me, I love sports. I've always been a sports. Have been in my interest. And other things. And I ran track. If they want to run track, boy, I ain't got time for that. Girl, I ain't got time for that and all that stuff. You are diffusing them and hindering them more than you know.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, you can encourage them to be full, complete persons and people. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Learn their culture.
Amen.
Learn their history. Learn the both sides of life. Okay, then. I'm interested in health and medicine. I've always been interested in history, health, and medicine, and the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
And in sports, in travel, in communication with people of different cultures. I should have went on and learned those languages.
Yeah.
But I'm comfortable with talking with any kind of race of people. I don't have no real problem with speaking with all races of people.
Mm-hmm.
I now learn to be comfortable and accept them as people that God created.
Amen.
And I can associate with the high educational people and those on the lowest realm. I don't feel myself less than them or more than them. I am who I am.
Amen.
So, they're hurting people.
Yeah.
So I just want us to run the totally rounded believers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus.
Balance.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us say balance. Balance.
Amen.
Balance. Have balance in your marriage, in your home, in your grandchildren. Have balance. Okay, we're about to end. Tomorrow night we'll continue with Sister Helen T. Sharing what the Lord desires to share with the women of the world. We love you. Make a decision for Christ. He's waiting for you wherever you are to come to your knees. Call him.
Amen.
Read the gospel, read the Bible, and you will be blessed. Tomorrow night, we'll see you.
Amen. We thank God for all you've been listening. As my brother said, tomorrow night, we'll be back at 7 p.m. So we love you all. May God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen.
God bless.